It's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This weekend, they're thinking about the holiday season.
Well, Rich, the holiday season is in full gear all around the Bluegrass, not just Lexington, which is busy too.
It is, and there are a lot of events, though, that are going on around the region, and some very distinct to their communities, including Hometown Holiday in Moorhead. I had not really heard about this until just recently. I saw some Facebook photos of it posted last year and thought, this looks interesting. But what it is from about 5 to 8 on Saturday evening in Moorhead. Shops open up, musicians are in the shops playing music and stuff from around Moorhead, from Moorhead schools, from Moorhead State University, and other folks performing. Jordan Simonson wrote a story for us about it, and she's a Moorhead grad, and she talks about, you know, just the smells of, like, gingerbread and peppermint in the air, you know, from various restaurants and stuff. But it just sounds like a really cool event and cool holiday evening out, and the weather will be cool because we've finally gotten a little bit of a chill in the air. But then down in Danville, there's another Christmas classic taking the stage.
Walter writes about Brenda Lee coming to the Norton Center for the Arts at 8 o'clock on Saturday. And she is, one of her big hits is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And I think probably everyone has heard that tune throughout the years.
Probably multiple times every year.
I know. Well, Walter pointed out that it had been covered by everybody from Bill Haley to the Partridge Family and Green Day, which I love the Green Day. I'm going to have to look for the Green Day.
I have never heard the Green Day version. I'm going to have to look for this.
But back in 1958... Lee recorded that song, and it truly is a tradition to hear it every year now. And my own parents are going to the show, so I know it's going to be well attended.
Mom and Dad are going to the show.
Be rocking around the Christmas tree, yeah.
Well, another classic that is starting up this weekend is at the Woodford Theater in their production of It's a Wonderful Life, which everybody knows, the Frank Capra movie starring Jimmy Stewart. And talking to the Jason Minock, who plays George Bailey, the Jimmy Stewart character in the show, he was talking about how he feels like a really part of the essence of It's a Wonderful Life is the small town that it's set in, and that small town America feel.
And also in my best bets for this weekend, there are some more out-of-town events, including the Harrisburg Holiday Homes Tour, which Tom Evelyn wrote about earlier in the week. And also here in Lexington, though, we, of course, have more music, more concerts going on, including the Messiah over at Christ Church Cathedral, and that's on Friday. And then also from New Song and the Bluegrass Holiday Memories over at St. Michael's Episcopal Church, and that's on Saturday, 7:30 Saturday, and also a 4:30 show.
If you are not in the holiday spirit,
this'll do it.
Yeah.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can also find listings of arts and cultural activities across our region at the events calendar link that you'll find when you visit weku.fm.